Denise, welcome to the table. This is your first appearance in front of the committee this afternoon, which has no relevance whatsoever, other than to give you time to sit down and open your papers. Can we look at the first of your topics, Agenda Paper 5, dealing with IFRS 8 operating segments and the segment assets?
Thanks, Bob. The first paper that I would like you to discuss is Agenda Paper 5. It refers to the an issue that was raised on IFRS 8, reconciliation of the reportable segments assets to the entity's assets. We received this request to clarify paragraph 28C of IFRS 8 by specifying that a reconciliation of the total of the reportable segments assets to the entity's assets should be disclosed only if that amount is regularly provided to the chief operating decision maker. This clarification will make this paragraph consistent with paragraphs 23 and 28D of IFRS 8. Derived from our analysis, we think that we should proceed with this amendment. We think it was an unintended oversight. The proposed amendment is in Appendix A of this paper, and we are asking you whether you agree with this proposed amendment.
I agree that we can change the standard and to clarify, although I don't think it's really necessary, because if you read paragraph 23 of IFRS 8, you can clearly say that if I don't report the total of or the entity's assets per segment, then I don't have anything to reconcile to the entity's total. I'd rather cross out the second half of paragraph 28D, because it's clear that if I don't report it by segment, then I don't have anything to reconcile. And how does that fit to paragraph E? Because there's the total of reportable segments amounts for every other material item, and the other items in 23 are also only shown if they are regularly shown to the chief operating decision maker. So we might also alter DE if we alter C. I'd rather cross it out of D and leave it to the logic.
And you obviously wouldn't lose any sleep over some people thinking that because the financial statements of the entire entity have been published and they include the entity's assets, that would mean that you would have to report a reconciliation to that figure. But like the staff said, this is a clearer way of just emphasizing that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Okay. But we should think about E, you know, because maybe you have to put it in E as well. If you put it in C, then you might have to put it in E as well.
Maybe you should just put it in the introduction. An entity shall provide reconciliations of anything it discloses.
Exactly. On Burns' point, paragraph E is only talking about amounts that are disclosed. So we've already got the caveat in there about amounts that are disclosed. I think it is different.
Andrew?
Yeah, happy with the staff recommendation.
Good. Ruth?
Yeah, I prefer the staff's recommendation. The more we tinker with things, the more we get consequential problems later. So I keep it simple as it is.
Right. Anybody object to the staff's recommendation? Okay, so they'll put that one forward as a manual improvement. And staff will give some further thought to Bernd's comments as to whether you need to make any other changes. But we'll leave it to you if you feel other changes required. Apparently, make that consequential change and circulate it to the committee.
Okay.